I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This podcast happens to touch on very sensitive sexual nature. If you have baby ears and you can't hear about it, then this maybe is not the show for you. If you have adult ears that likes adult films, then welcome and enjoy. Don't whip your dick out.
Oh yeah, this is There Will Be Porn with Kate and Murda.
Hello, and welcome to
There Will Be Porn.
Hey, I'm
Murda.
And I'm Kate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled episode.
Some people get filled. With fun.
Actually, we
haven't. Or silicone.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone come inside someone in porn. You always have a cum shot.
No, that's a whole category.
Yeah.
It's called cream pie. Which reminds me, we're going to try out a new segment for this show.
Yes.
Where if we encounter any terms that might be needed to be defined because they're not recognizable by like normal ears, right?
Yeah.
Or by like the greater population, we're going to have a friend come on and help you guys out so you're fully educated.
Me too. I feel like I don't know enough
sometimes
about porn.
You and I, you don't know what things are.
No,
yeah. There's a couple of terms.
Things.
Yeah. We've encountered that we need defined for us. So we're going to bring a friend in for a little interludes to help us with that. The format of this show as well, if you're just joining us for this episode, is Murda and me, Kate, we watch an entire porn for you all the way through. And you get the supercut of our reactions and commentary in full time.
We are covering the AVN's top 100 adult films.
Yes. And we're starting from the bottom and going all the way to the top.
Started from the bottom and we get up on top.
Top. and at the end of every episode, we do awards as well, where we do MVP, Feminist Nightmare, Safety Patrol, blah, blah, blah. You'll get them when you get to the end of the thing. We're not going to give it all away. We'll leave a little mystery. So, Meredith, what movie are we watching
this week,
today?
We are watching number 97 on the AVN's top 100 adult films. The name of this film is called Red Vibe Diaries, Object of Desire.
I
hope by Red Vibe Diaries, it actually is about
a vibrator.
I was also when you're on your period.
Oh, period sex.
I'd be good.
I'd be cool with that. What does the synopsis say? Why don't you tell us a little?
This one is quite long. And I'm gonna cover it all for us.
Ooh, I love that.
All right. What would possess the wife of a renowned neurosurgeon to risk everything to become a prostitute at a high-class Beverly Hills brothel? The danger, the thrill, the sensual excitement. Witness the erotic transformation of Samantha Armstrong, a bourgeoisie woman who seems to have it all, an expensive car, a house in Bel Air, and a wealthy husband. Nonetheless, she descends into dark, foreboding depths of sexual depravity among the rich and perverted, and acclaimed filmmaker James Avalon's Red Vibe Diaries, The Object of Desire. It stars the effervescent, blue-eyed blonde Stacey Valentine in her most compelling dramatic and sexual performance to date.
That synopsis was a novel.
Yes. I think I'm sufficiently turned on just from this. Like, it seems to hit.
I love the dedication you were giving to that synopsis, though. I really needed that from you in order to get through
thank
it.
You, thank you.
So thank you for that. The
You're
way
welcome.
You said Stacey Valentine really woke me up from my synopsis slumber. So I appreciate it. It was good.
It stars Stacey Valentine, Misty Rain, Diva Station, Alyssa Love, Alex Sanders, and David Steele, directed by James Avalon and written by James Avalon and Lynn Eisenberg. And the runtime is 1 hour and 30 minutes. What?
You think when you're having a day where you feel good about yourself, you're pulling into Diva Station? Or is it more that some of the men in this movie are going to choo-choo Ooh. Into Diva Station? They're running the train on Diva Station.
Yeah. Yes. You got there. You're like, I'm gonna try all the. I'm gonna try all the metaphors that worked.
I made it to the one I liked.
You did it.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself.
I want to tell you about something I've been doing this week.
Tell me something you've been doing this week.
And I've been wanting to tell you all day, so I've been really holding it in.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm so excited. So you've been like edging on telling me about something.
Yeah, I'm edging.
Which, by the way, maybe we should have someone come in and define edging. Brandy, can you come in and help us with the edging?
You need a sexy definition with Brandy.
I'm Brandy, and I'm here to help out with some sex terms for you. First one, edging. Edging is a sexual practice that allows a person to delay orgasm. Some people find that this technique makes their orgasms much more intense. Often, this occurs by being stimulated almost to the point of orgasm, then stopping. Hope this helps.
We didn't know what that was, so we got a sexy definition with Brandy.
Thanks, Brandy. That was very informative. So mad if you're edging to tell me this thing and I've made you wait even longer. So it's going to be so good.
So on Sunday for a full, I've made it a thing for a full week now. On Sunday, Darren and I woke up and my boyfriend, were talking about something to do with Michael Jackson. I don't remember. Oh, no. We were talking about Free Willy.
Okay,
and then
sure.
I said, have you ever, you've never listened to the classic, I don't even know.
Right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah.
Something like that?
It is just a lot of choir.
Yeah.
And then him going, like, Carrie! Called Will You Be There?
Okay.
From the Free Willy original motion picture soundtrack.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay.
The very first line of the song.
Oh, you looked at the lyrics. Oh
the very
God,
first
okay.
line of the song, for no reason, is "Will you hold me like the River Jordan?" And I'm like, how do you hold someone like a river?
Like a river engulfs you, you know, or
right.
carries. The river carries you.
Right. So
wasn't Moses in the River Jordan? It's a biblical song. It's some shit right here.
So I was like, well, we need to listen to it now. So I put it on his, like, I immediately put it on his Sonos.
And
I
you
got up and I
the,
danced.
You did the whole thing. I've seen you do it. So I'm imagining
so
it.
So the next morning, Dira, I didn't want to wake up. And Dira goes, well, I know it would fix that. So he puts this, he puts this song on.
I love
and then
that.
The next night, we didn't sleep in the same room, but I woke up and I took a naked video of myself dancing to this song.
Are you gonna show me this video?
I'm glad because it's the least erotic.
Can
thing
I please see it? I don't care that you're naked. You know I don't
no,
care.
It's so not erotic. I'm literally not even.
I want to see
I'm
it.
I'm not even
so
at all.
So bad. Meredith, your apartment is so well decorated. Oh my God, there you are. You swear.
It's not even erotic at all. So
no, it's not. It's hysterical. hysterical. You're swimming across the screen and you're backlit by the window.
Yes.
Amazing.
So yeah.
I wish the internet wasn't creepy because there's so many people who would just, their whole day would be made by that video.
I know. It's so, I get, when I sent it to him, I was like, this is the least, not safe for work. No, like, don't watch it in public. But also, it's not
sexy. It's a lot like our podcast.
Yes.
Like, not sexy at all, but also inappropriate.
Exactly.
Oh my God. So, I love it.
So yeah, anyway.
I love how fucking weird you are. I really do.
It's weird in here.
You're a weird person, and that's why I love you. Then again, in our first episode I talked about putting my butt on stuff, so I'm also weird. I didn't know this was going to be a haunted porn.
The last movie
we watched was kind of a horror movie. Maybe this was like a trend at this time. Silhouette of finger licking on a red drape background. And then a typography. Red vibe diaries. And then some fucking great music. What can... Holy shit. Dance, 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 dance. Horn music is amazing. Bomb, get it, Meredith. Rockin' to this porn music. 80 synth. Yes, what? So we basically just were doing a list of all of the actors in front of this woman licking a vibrator. She's sucking on it now. It's too bad that vibrator is an inanimate object because it's not, you know, she's loving nothing here. She's loving plastic. Do you find yourself practicing with vibrators to see how good at blowjobs you are?
No.
By just sucking on a vibrator?
There's no feedback from a vibrator as to whether or not I'm sucking on it, right?
That's a great point. They should install feedback AI into vibrators for all the women that use them for blowjob practice.
Dear Diary, today I did something I've never done before.
This woman is outside what looks like to be, I don't know, a diner or something. And she's got this like Grace Kelly head bandana thing on.
She
sunglasses.
She's definitely acting like a naughty.
She's going in somewhere. She went into
Venus Fair
Showgirls. It's a sex toy shop.
Oh, man.
Look at the hot girl behind the counter. Look at the hot girl customer.
No creepy men
in this sex toy place. This is like the Babeland of the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
It is nice in here. Look at all the dildos. It's a wall of just dildos.
I'll take that one.
Okay. So she purchased something, went back home.
She's in the bathtub.
Is what she's never done before masturbate?
I really hope not.
Is this what she...
I do think men think that women don't masturbate until they like discover that they have a vagina in their 20s. Okay. So she's feeling herself up in the bathtub. She gets a phone call from John. She's thinking about him. She took that phone call in the bathroom. I'm very glad this phone is cordless because there's no electrocution problems happening here.
Hello?
Samantha?
John?
Stuck in Houston, honey. I don't think I'll be home before 4 a.m.
She looks sad about it. Samantha.
Samantha Armstrong.
Good to know, yes.
She really misses John.
Oh, it's her husband.
She got all sexy for him with the candles.
She's wearing jewelry in the bathtub and her with full makeup.
Yeah.
She was ready to go for him to come home.
She was ready to go to Pound Town.
She went and bought a dildo today. John, how are you going to do her like that? Poor Sam.
I don't think he did it on purpose.
No, he probably had to work. It happens.
I miss John so much. I try to be understanding of his passion for medicine.
John's a doctor. We're learning from this voiceover.
Sometimes I feel so lonely.
She's just so lonely.
She's just a wife who just sits at home pining for that dick. Just
once a month, quickie.
Once a month is not enough cock for this housewife. Don't you know that women have needs? We don't need hobbies or things to do or even books.
But also, she's in love.
She loves John.
She loves him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in her life means anything if it wasn't for his love.
As long as she has
love.
A man, yeah. So she's rubbing this dildo in. So are we at a sex scene? I think this is our first sex scene.
Today, I was a bad girl.
Here comes sex scene number one.
Interesting.
Dual sex scene.
So Samantha started rubbing this vibrator all over her body, which that's what we do, right,
yes.
Meredith? You rub it on your tits before it goes anywhere else.
Yes.
And you do it for 10
and
minutes.
You suck
just on
tit
it. Rub with that vibrator. You just do a quick, that's what it's called. It's called the tit rub. And then she was narrating voiceover.
Yes.
About the two women that she saw in the adult store earlier and what they did after she left. And now she's imagining what they did. So we're in a fantasy sequence.
Do you think we're always going to get fantasy sequences in this? No, she is actually probably going to become a sex worker.
Well, it is the Red Vibe Diaries. And in our first scene, we had a red vibrator
yes.
and a diary.
Yes.
So, yeah, I don't know. So we're seeing Samantha's fantasy of the two women from the store getting it on. They used the dildo on each other.
Oh,
and then they got out a big
double dildo.
Giant double dildo.
Interesting.
And they're rubbing it on their naked bodies on this terrible carpet in this porn shop. Okay, they're licking each other and doing like a... It's kind of like a slow buildup, but there is... She has... One of them is working on the other one's butt.
Yep.
Oh, and spitting in her butt.
Yep. You need lubrication.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. And now she's fucking her with this double-sided dildo. Do you think she's going to turn the dildo around and put it in her butt?
I'm just watching her nails go up her butthole. And
that doesn't look fun. Manicured
no.
acrylic nails up your butthole is not a good time, people.
No, that,
please don't do that to each other. Please
no.
stop doing that. You're scraping me. Oh, you know what? Oh.
Oh. So gross.
Oh.
This woman has very long nails.
I'm going to share a little personal story, okay? I, as a bisexual woman, have had women's nails inside of me. It's never a good time.
Yeah.
Clip your nails, bi
yes.
ladies.
Yeah, no.
Clip your men, too, actually. Clip
yes.
your fucking nails. Oh. And watching this woman do it to this other woman's butt, I'm just
your tongue
like,
is
not
much more
it.
Appropriate.
Yeah, use your tongue. Please stop using your fingernails. So like, now they're both using dildos on themselves, and the one woman, the woman who
ass?
Was in control previously, is using a dildo in her butt.
Yes.
Which I can't say that would be my first choice if I was going to use a dildo on myself with my lady friend.
No.
We both have perfectly good holes. Why are we going? Why are we even? Why is the butt even in the conversation?
I agree.
Oh, Meredith, I think it's over.
It is.
And we both lost. There was no strap on and there was no scissoring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this director does not understand what lesbians do. Sorry. I'm calling that right now. Okay, she's been to bed sleeping now. Samantha went to bed after her whole excursion discovering herself with her new vibrator.
Her husband, her
John is home.
John.
Hi, John. Are you so tired from your shift at the hospital, John? Oh, and she woke up and is so happy to see him. I'm calling. She's going to try and have sex with him. He's going to be like, I'm tired.
Can we do this in the morning? I'll have a lot more energy.
He just said, can we do this in the morning?
This is like very, this is very, like the while like the sex itself wasn't very like female forward, the story is pretty female forward right now.
Yes, yes.
So far.
He was like, I'll have sex with you in the morning. And she was like, okay.
And they're
like,
now they're spooning.
And he goes, I love you very much. And now they're spooning.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yes.
Let's see if they're going to have sex.
I don't think so.
Oh, he's gone.
He's not even there.
It's the morning and he had to leave. Age old tale.
He
you
promised.
Know? If you leave a woman to her own devices for too long, she'll turn to crime. You have to give her the cock. That's the only thing
give
that keeps her in order. That's the only thing that keeps a woman right. You just give her that cock all the time.
Is
do you think that's like in like a gentleman's book somewhere?
Yes. Just...
We'll just put him on a catheter. And
John is outside on the phone making business calls.
Yeah, that'll be enough.
Samantha came out and is like, oh, you're still here.
I'm glad you're still here. I thought you
So a little bit of a problem with this so far is that Samantha speaks like a baby.
She really does.
Yeah.
I want you to be here in bed with me, please. But since you can love me, please, 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 please.
She also kind of like prances.
I'm a little girl
yeah.
with big giant boobies. Ha ha. She has like a Marilyn Monroe vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That might be what she's channeling.
I gotta get to the hospital.
That's not fair.
I'm really kind of identifying with the story. She's like, he's like, I gotta go to work. And she's like, you said you were gonna sleep with me. And he's like, no, I really have to go to work. And he's like, I'll give you anything you want. I'm sorry that I can't give this to you now. And she's like, I want a week with no cell phones and no faxes, no beepers, which really dates this movie.
Yes.
But also, I get that. I think we're also suffering from that problem now, right?
Yes.
The more interconnected we get, the less we have time to have sex with our very needy wives.
And I also... I know my wife is very needy right now.
My wife is so needy.
I also especially love that she... That they do seem to really love each other.
Like, they do seem to really
like
each other.
Even though, like, he is focused on
his
career, he doesn't seem to be dismissing her.
Yeah, he's not being mean or anything. He's not, like, giving her a hard time for wanting to have sex with him. Oh, and now they're making out, and she's touching his peen. And he's like, yeah. So maybe they're about to have sex. I don't know.
A real quickie?
He has 45 minutes. That's what he said. I'll see you in 45 minutes on the phone. But then again, what is the travel time?
Yeah,
do they live 30 minutes from the hospital?
They live in Bel Air, so there's got to be a lot of traffic.
Yeah, that's an issue.
I gotta get to the hospital.
Sex scene number two.
So they're not. I don't think they're having. They're not actually having sex right now. She's just like
dancing,
trying
but
to
then there's small flashes of
turn
them
on.
Yeah,
and there's just
there's like little flashes of them having sex while
or
she's
like
doing
her
this.
Picture. It, yeah, her getting
her imagining
hot.
It maybe,
yeah.
And they are having kind of hot sex in these
her,
little flashes.
Her ass and her tits are enormous,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's got like a Kim Kardashian bod.
Yeah, she's... Oh, and now she's like got thigh highs.
Ooh, she just somehow went from no thigh highs to thigh highs. Excellent costume change. Oh, wow, they're really... This is a real fuck scene.
Yeah, she is great at porn
she
face.
She is so good.
Yeah.
Excellent job, Stacey Valentine.
She is great.
I am convinced that she's having a good time. And he too, they're great together.
Yeah, she is not.
They love each other.
She's not wonderful at talking
speaking.
Normally.
Yeah.
Her porn pleasure sounds are A+.
Her porn pleasure face, the way she's got her hair.
There is a condom on his dick. This porn is so good.
Meredith, we were just tricked into another sex scene. We were just tricked. Because I thought she was just going to dance, and now here we are watching them have sex.
All right, money shot is on her face.
Okay. Oh, I forgot we have to call this. I got so excited about this scene.
I was going to say, because I figured because he was wearing a condom, it was not going to be while they were having sex. I figured
because he would have to take the condom off.
Yeah.
So now she's giving him a blowjob now, and now it's definitely, going to be on the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's jerking himself.
Yeah.
And you know that they got to guide it out. They got to guide it out. Right? You got to point it in the right direction.
Yes.
Because that dick could go anywhere.
Yes.
You know? And then who knows? And then your fans...
No,
he's coming on his own stomach.
Whoa!
Oh my
true
God!
Love. True love.
What a selfless! And she's licking it off.
This is
because
great
because they love each other.
Yes, that's real.
Ugh. Power couple. Power couple. Stacey and John. And I gotta tell you,
that's a very good dick.
That's a very large dick.
Yeah.
The way that they just had sex, I don't blame her for being at home being like, bitch, when are you coming home? I need that again. I want that all the time. That was phenomenal. Oh, no. Oh, no. The phone is ringing. And she's like, no, please.
Oh.
And he answers it.
Please
don't answer the phone. This is Baby talk is 100% the grossest fetish. There's some gross ones out there. That one's pretty gross. I wonder if there's a term for baby talk fetish or for like baby something. We'll have to ask Brandy. Brandy, do you have a term for baby talk fetishes? You need a sexy
definition with Brandy. So, baby talk fetish is linked to paraphilic infantilism. This is a sexual fetish that involves role-playing a regression to an infant-like state like all of my ex-boyfriends. While some of the psychology community believes this behavior to be deviant, practices of this type of role-play between consenting, sober adults can be very pleasurable for some.
Whoa, I didn't know people even did that. That's a sexy definition of royalty.
Thanks, Brandy. That was so helpful.
Oh, I love that we laugh God. Every time after we every listen to her.
Every time we listen to you, Brands. Brand man, you are just educating us.
So, hi. I gotta get to work. I'm late.
All right, we have to say goodbye to John because he has to go to work. Even though her sensual dance slash fantasy was really doing it for him, he answered the phone because he saves lives. He fucks like a champ. He has a beautiful dick. He comes on his own belly and uses condoms. And he's a goddamn doctor. <He's-> I mean, John is a
what is there
winner.
Not?
Although, I have to say, I found in the past that the male lead of porns that we've watched, I liked and I was on board with, and then they burned me.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to be a little more skeptical of John.
You're right. Okay. I'm hoping that the worst case scenario is that she does become a sex worker and he becomes like
violent
as a result of that. Yeah.
Best case scenario, John never comes back again.
Yes.
And that's all we know about him.
That's true. That is very true because he is great.
He's great right now. Great. He's so good right now. Mostly because he's not around that much.
He's a catch.
He's a catch. Okay. So John has left for work and Samantha Armstrong?
Yes.
Her friend Joanna has come over.
Like I have anywhere to go. So things still aren't improving with John? It's worse than ever. Oh, girl.
Okay, so this last scene has really enlightened to us in this world where this porn exists, what the life of a housewife is like.
Yes, there's quite a few of them.
So can you tell us what this conversation with Joanna was just about?
Yes, her friend Joanna came in, came and invited her to, you know, she said she was not surprised that John left for the day to go to work without them having sex because that's what he does. What all of them do.
That's what all the husbands do.
All of the women are left at home to do nothing,
just
have nothing to do with their
for
lives.
Gee. They've just, obviously got maids.
Exactly.
Some of them most of them don't have kids,
I guess. Yes, they don't have anything to do.
They have
all
day. I don't have. At one point, Samantha Armstrong goes, "It's not like I have anywhere to go. It's not like I have anywhere to go." She says.
So Joanna says, "I have a social club I've been going to.
Made
it's
of
really,
women.
Made of housewives that that also have who are also pining for that D.
Right. Because so their husbands make them unsatisfied.
Yes, they just hang out and socialize and have a great time, and she wants Samantha to join her.
And Samantha was like, oh, fine, I guess so.
I have nothing else to do.
So now they've arrived at this beautiful fucking house.
Samantha,
yes?
I would like you to meet the host. This is Lavia. Lavia, this is Samantha.
Very nice to meet you, Samantha.
Samantha has met the host of the club, Lavia.
The madame, if you will.
I think she's probably the madame. Yeah, yeah. I think that's what we're dealing with right now.
Lavia. Very close to labia.
Labia. Ooh. Can we just call her labia?
I think so.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Oh, good afternoon.
Joanna, are you ready for your 1 o'clock?
And a man with a terrible ponytail and terrible tie to match has just walked up and said to Joanna, well, hi, how are you? And she's
I
like,
I think that gentleman was
about
in all that sex.
I think he was too, yeah. And
I
she
think
was,
this is our first repeat besides Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, yeah. But anyway, he whisked Joanna
Lavia,
away.
Exactly what kind of social club is this?
She's never seen the sex before. She's never seen the sex before, Caitlin.
So, Samantha's like, what? Let's reenact this. This is going to be really fun to reenact. I'll be Samantha. You ready? Okay. And you're going to be labia. Okay, ready?
So what kind of social club is that?
Well, our clients are very well off and very discreet. And wives like you come here to have a good time.
So is this like a dating service?
No, that's not what I said.
And I've never seen these movies before where these people are having sex. What are they?
Have you even seen sex, Samantha?
What? Seen it? You can watch it?
Yeah.
You can. Oh my God, I thought it was like unicorns. Like you can only see it if you believe it. Samantha's an idiot. Let's see what she does next.
Are they sex videos?
Sort of.
Are they sex videos? Are they sex videos?
No, Samantha. He's a gynecologist. And he's just making sure that her vagina works properly.
Oh, no. Oh.
Big reveal. These are not porns. This is video of what's happening in the rooms of this social club.
Wow.
That was a twist.
That is a twist.
This thing is full of twists.
Yes.
I like it. I love this premise.
The fancy music is really fun. I can imagine exactly the type of woman that they're portraying in this movie.
Bethany Frankel to actually be
masturbating to this.
Oh,
like this is the porn that this is a class of porn they're making.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be very vanilla sex all the way through.
Good. I hope so. With condoms.
Yes.
Oh boy. Sex scene number three.
So now Samantha is watching live feed video of Joanna and the man that she just took away. And right now Joanna's just kind of showing him her vagina from afar. And now the bottom of her shoes, that he's licking the bottom of her shoes.
I also love how...
And people love feet.
So the funny thing is the way that the sex scenes are always like through so far are like through
Samantha's eyes.
They're like through a screen. You're not ever actually looking directly at it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, he is sucking on her toes. People love feet.
And Joanna is wearing a full church hat.
I just realized that. Joanna does look like she's about to go to church.
She's wearing her most beige skirt suit. Oh, wow. She's wearing white
nylons and
white shears.
He's ripping them off. He's destroying her modesty.
And she's wearing white underwear.
And now he's just hanging out with
that
nylon.
They're rolling around in bed with rose petals.
The church hat came off.
The music
is amazing.
I believe this woman is a real, housewife in Beverly Hills. I bet she is. I bet this exact...
I would believe it, except for that she has, a lot of trashy tattoos. did you see the dream catcher tattoo on her hip? this woman in particular is not a Beverly Hills housewife, but she's dressed like one.
Yeah, she's doing great.
She's playing that role.
Or are they about to 69?
I think they're about to 69. He's still in his suit
and she's
sitting on his face. And Labia and Samantha are just watching this. It's like a Facebook Live of what's going on in this room.
Yeah, for all you young kids out there that don't know what VHS...
Yeah, for all you little babies out there you don't know about the technology before your phone, it was you'd watch a security camera...
He wanted to rip off both of them.
Nylon's
so funny.
Also a fetish. Nylon's also a fetish. And I'm sure that has a term as well. He's eating her vagina.
Oh!
Dick is out. And the music crescendos as the dick comes out to the scene.
What is up with this fucking Mozart? So funny.
Question.
Yes.
Because I love the idea of our culture being influenced by porn.
Yes.
Did Eyes Wide Shut come out after this movie? Meredith,
I think,
get on it.
I think
get on
I
it.
Believe so.
because I'm telling you right now, Stanley Kubrick saw this movie and made Eyes Wide Shut because of it.
This is more of a woman's fantasy, though. Eyes Wide Shut is way more like for men.
Oh, okay. I guess I just... I actually have never seen Eyes Wide Shut, but my knowledge of it is this whole sex club.
Oh, it's like
club.
A gentleman's club.
Oh, I see. Well, this is a woman's club, you know? There's still similarities.
Eyes Wide Shut came out 2 years after this.
There's similarities, I'm telling you.
Oh, there definitely are similarities.
Yeah. Oh, my God. She has massive nipple piercings. Yep. Yeah, no, she's not a housewife. No. She's giving him, they're 69ing. She's giving him a BJ. She's sucking on his bare-ass balls with no hair whatsoever, which I'm against. Put some hair on those balls.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It does make them easier to suck, though, if there's no hair on them.
That is such a clean dick, though,
man.
Oh,
yeah. They probably have the same esthetician, based on what I see about around her butthole, which is to say nothing. I'm glad you liked that.
I just more saying butthole and then a butthole and then that is to say
which,
it just
which
such
is
a just,
well it's this music. This music makes me feel like if I'm going to describe grotesque and vulgar things
to describe one's butthole, I will do it.
If perchance on this fair day I am to describe the fair lady's butthole, I should do it with flair and competence.
The music just paused and then restarted.
Condom. She's putting on a condom and then giving him a blowjob with the condom on.
Oh, I love
sex
this.
Sex education.
I love this so much.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now they're...
All right, so...
They're in missionary now.
We
gotta do cum shot.
I'm gonna say tits.
I'm going to say on the corset she's wearing that she hasn't taken off yet.
Yes.
Because there was the whole stocking situation.
I don't think she is going to. You think she's going to. I think she's not going to take it off.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to take it off. And I think he's going to come on it. Because I think there's like a clothing fetish in this scene.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Come on.
Because I think it's still going to end in a blowjob.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay. They're banging. They're still. Oh, Meredith. This is going to have an ending we would have never predicted. Oh, Meredith. And Meredith, he's coming on top of her pedicured feet.
Wow. You're right. I didn't see it going there. I should have.
We had so many clues.
Yeah, we did have some clues.
We really fucked this one up.
Is she going to lick it now?
She's going to lick that cum off her feet. Oh, my God.
Look at that flexibility.
Oh, my God.
Look at that flexibility.
Oh. Okay. She sucked her own big toe. I haven't done that since I was an infant. I can tell you that right now. And this woman just sucked her own. She's still going at her own. She's sucking her own big toe.
And she also is making a pouty baby face.
Oh, no.
Because she knows Samantha's watching right now. She's doing it for Samantha.
She's still licking her feet. Girl, you are just walking around.
She's looking at Samantha right in the camera. She's looking right in the camera. This is for you,
girl. You were just walking around
in heels
and nylons. And air does not escape nylons. And now you're licking your toes.
Girls?
See, Joanne is truly an artist. She's what you'd call an erotic poem in the flesh.
Really?
Whoa, interesting lines. This guy just walked in and he goes, you know, Joanna. And he has an accent. She's what we call an erotic poem in the flesh, you know?
I'm sure he says that all the time. He knows a lot about poetry.
Yeah. His name is Fletcher Ross.
Samantha's just visiting. She's not a member yet.
Well, when she does join, please let me be the first.
So, okay, there's no assumption right now that she works at that club, right?
He knows she doesn't work.
But he is immediate. That, to me, is so disgusting that he's like, oh, if I just give you enough money, you'll say yes.
Well, yeah, he goes, so she's not a part of the club, but when she joins, can I be the first? In fact, I could clear my 2 o'clock. I only have about $2,000 on me.
Well, she can.
But I'm good for whatever is the idea of like...
Also, that
I mean,
she,
you could have sex with me right now.
Also,
but,
that she, yeah, like, why don't you just like, oh, you don't work here? Oh, would you
like to have normal sex?
Yes.
Are you interested in just a sexual encounter?
Yes.
It's not transactional?
I don't know. That
yeah,
grosses
I didn't
me
like
out.
That either.
It's not the intrigue in having an affair. It's being a dirty little slut. And, you know, when I charge a man, it makes me feel like a real whore.
So Joanna's like, this is a good time. It's a discreet club. And Samantha asks a logical question that's like, so you're paying to have an affair? And she's like, well, it's more that I get to be a dirty little slut, which cool. I mean,
yeah.
Good for you. You're owning that sexuality and promiscuity.
Yes.
And she goes, and then when I get paid, I feel like a real whore. You are. And I don't mean that in the negative connotation of like, you whore, you dirty, what is it, you motherfucker whore? What does it say in Housewives?
Yeah, you stupid prostitution whore.
Yeah, when she flips the table. It just that in the term of a whore, in that direct definition, Joanna, you are. You've
yes.
been whoring.
Yes.
So you are, Joanna, you are a real whore. You don't have to fantasize it about anymore. You are a real whore.
Oh, thank God.
All of
thank
your God. Dreams have come true.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for pointing out my misconceptions, Caitlin.
You are welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Also, this movie is 2 hours
long. I don't think I
would
have ever arrived at that on my own.
You're welcome.
Prostitute. Well, your husband could fuck you for free, but does he? Because he doesn't think you're worth anything.
Okay, and now Joanna is trying to tell Samantha that she's not worth any, or that her husband, John, doesn't think she's worth anything
also,
because he's not paying her for sex.
Also,
they're married. His money's her money in the state of California,
also,
and she's paying. He's paid for it.
Also, Joanna, you were not there this morning when he offered to give her
anything she wanted.
Okay.
Joanna,
you were
don't
not
talk
there.
About their relationship, Joanna. You don't know what the fuck is wrong. Joanna, fuck you. Fuck you, Joanna. Don't
take
come
your,
in here telling me my vagina is only worth money.
And your goddamn church outfit.
And how
what?
Much?
And
fucking take your, pick up your church hat. Get out of here, Joanna.
Jesus for your
I hate
fucking
you.
Cop.
Fuck.
Hi there.
Joanna.
Well, I was just calling to see how the dinner was going.
Samantha's back at home making a romantic dinner for her husband, John. I am prepping myself to be disappointed by John now.
Is it coming, Sam?
John is not coming home, Sam.
And Joanna calls Samantha on the phone and is telling her that John's not coming home, Samantha. He doesn't love you because he won't pay to bang your badge.
Well, also she said he won't come up because he loves his job.
Right. He loves being a doctor and saving lives.
Samantha is defending.
He fucking promised me he would be home in a few minutes. He fucking promised me. Don't tell me what I'm worth, Joanna. Joanna's like, nah, there was a fire downtown. He's busy saving lives, so you are not important. You know what's more important? Burned up children. How does that make you feel, Samantha?
No.
How does that make you feel, Samantha?
It makes me not want to have sex anymore, Joanna. That's what it makes me.
Oh, Samantha's torn because she's really had her brain, tiny little brain, worked over by Joanna.
She has a devil and an angel on her shoulder, and Joanna is her devil.
Joanna is fucking
and
the
she
devil.
Doesn't want to answer the phone now. She's like, I can't talk to the devil anymore.
Oh, the phone rang and it was
John.
Her husband, and he's leaving a voice message.
Honey. I know you must be upset, but...
Honey, I know you're upset,
sure you
but you heard
fire,
about the big fire. I can't come. I'm fucking saving lives.
I'm saving children's lives.
You knew when you... I was a doctor when we got married. You knew, Samantha, that this was the life you chose. I'm not going to quit my job. I invested hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm in student debt. I can't not be a doctor, Samantha. I love you. I give you my life. I let you sit around in the house and not do anything all day. Fuck. Oh, but now Samantha, she's venting in her diary. She's laying there thinking. She's reminiscing about being taken to a brothel. She's laying in bed.
The dildo.
And the dildo has come out. The red vibe. after writing in her diary, she pulled out the red vibe. And I think we're going to get a sex scene because now we're going to a fantasy.
It's sex scene number four.
Samantha went to sleep, and now we're in a dream sequence, and I'm calling sex scene happening now. She's laying on what looks like garbage bags, and there is a woman with a leaf headdress painted with scales coming out of the garbage bags, crawling towards Samantha.
Oh.
Crawling towards her.
Her dreams.
Like the thing from the... Oh, and we're seeing her butthole, her full butthole. And it's got no hair on it. It's a hairless butthole. And it's coming for you, Samantha.
Oh, no. You're getting sucked into the darkness, Samantha.
Samantha, the darkness Samantha is coming summon. For you. She's licking your stomach, Samantha. She's going to take away your innocence, Samantha. She's the leaf woman with the clean butthole. Oh no!
Oh,
she got your pants off, Samantha.
The pants, God.
She's eating your pussy, Samantha.
But not my panties.
Not my panties.
No, please.
No.
But I'm just a little girl.
But I don't wanna be demented by the leaf lady. I just wanna love my doctor husband.
Gee. I like that they're in a... Why are they in a garbage
they're
bag?
They're on garbage bags, yeah.
They're in a garbage can, guys. This fantasy...
That's Oscar.
In this fantasy...
The leaf woman is Oscar.
In this fantasy, Samantha is a little baby, the little baby doll.
A little baby
and she
doll.
Was thrown away in
and
a trash
I went
can.
To, I was just walking down Sesame Street and I fell right into a trash can and here's Oscar. And he's going to take me to the dark side.
Maybe Cookie Monster will come later.
Oh, maybe Cookie Monster is coming.
Eat up my cookies.
Eat my cookies. There he is. Oh. A man is entering the garbage bag. Oh, wait a minute. Is he Satan? He's painted red and he has horns. He's 100% Satan.
Oh, and he's got devil eyebrows.
Satan is here. Man, I'm really happy Satan showed up.
Oh, and the
it's always
and
a good time.
The rainstorm. I'm glad the rainstorm showed
right,
up,
right,
too.
Right, right, right. We're in a truck. Rainforest cafe while we're doing this.
So it's Elmo.
So Leaf. So
devil,
Elmo.
Devil
Elmo. And Oscar Leaf ground. Lady are making out. And Samantha's just kind of watching.
She's such a voyeur.
Yeah. She really is.
That's all she's doing.
Oh, is she about to be fucked?
Is this the first time
the
she's fantasizing about her?
Of Elmo's
fucked?
Dick going into. Is that Samantha? It's hard to tell. The lighting is real dark.
Nope.
She's just watching Leaf Lady get fucked.
She really
and
is.
And we're licking feet again.
All right. So what are we. Cum shot.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to say face this time.
Face? Okay, I'm going to say...
No. Face is not right.
They're sucking the feet.
Butt. I'm going to say butt.
I'm going to say... Oh,
I'm
going to
say butt.
Shit. I think wherever it happens, I think this is a commonality. Wherever he comes, it's going to get licked up. Because that's happened so far.
Yes.
I'm going to say tits.
You're saying tits?
I'm saying tits.
I don't think we're going to get any face shots in this one.
Oh, man. No. Samantha's jerking demon onto her face. So we both were wrong again.
And her tits. I think almost more her tits.
Can I get like a half point?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a half point.
Okay, I'll take it.
You're doing terribly on this one.
Fuck, man. This is a weird-ass porn. I'm not happy with this scene.
Yeah. What about it? What's not working for you? Tell me what of this jungle, Bert and Ernie fucking situation is not working for you, Caitlin.
Just, Samantha didn't get any D, you know? And I really want Samantha to get that D, and I know she will.
Especially since when we saw it was so good already.
Yeah.
But she just really likes watching. She's a fan.
And you know what?
She loves her husband.
Hypothetically, you're married to a man. He's gone all the time. And you say, honey, I was thrown into a situation where honestly I could have had as much sex as I wanted and you're not around. And can you blame me? But I know that's terrible. So instead, I just watch it. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Do you think her husband would be like, I understand? Or do you think he would be like, I hate you, give me a divorce, blah, 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 man things?
I think, hopefully, depending on the right dude, I would be like, all right, talk to me about it. I would be like, tell me about it.
Well, well, well. Samantha, how nice to see you've graced us with yet another visit.
Hi, Mr. Oz.
Now, just call me Fletch.
So Joanna's like, Joanna, you look like you're having a good time watching this couple on the closed circuit television. Why don't you touch yourself? And she's like, I'm in public. And Joanna's like, no, this is an exclusive club, which, fine, whatever. I still think Joanna's evil, but I'll take it. But then Fletcher walks up and's like, hey, you know what? She has a point. You should touch yourself here. And fucking Samantha's like, I don't think I'm ready, which, by the way, is a no.
Yes.
That's a no.
Yeah.
And Fletcher goes, well, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you $1,000 to do it. And he puts $1,000 on the table and sits down. Fletcher, what part of no don't you fucking understand? But it's fine.
Yeah, these
because you know she's going to touch herself and everyone's going to enjoy it. And it's
these people
be a party.
Are really walking her down a dark path. But Samantha loves
Samantha
it.
Loves that.
And she's getting hot.
She's getting hot. She's touching her
she's
stuff.
She's such a voyeur. She loves watching it.
There's no shame in that. I love voyeur action. Good for them. Good for you peeps.
I think that's a fun kink.
Voyeurism?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Because I think both sides enjoy it. And there's like, because there's no interaction, there's like no danger really.
Yes. Yeah.
Like watching a couple, you know?
And especially
like,
she's not, they're not.
Oh, do we need to go into what voyeurism is?
Yeah, Brandy, come on in.
Brandy, come on in and explain what voyeurism is for people who don't know. Brandy, Brandy, Brandy.
You need a sexy definition with Brandy.
Voyeurism is the sexual interest in or practice of spying on people engaged in intimate behaviors such as undressing, sexual activity, or other actions usually considered to be of a private nature.
If you don't know what a thing is, you need a sexy definition with Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Samantha just fucking loves watching sex.
She's watching on the TV.
Girl, you could just watch regular old porn.
I know, girl.
You don't have to watch other people have sex. It's
this
so
was
weird.
Before the internet. It was 97. So maybe, you know, you couldn't just go in and Google like feet latex dress.
All right. Fair enough. We
now,
moved to the next sex scene pretty quickly.
We did move. There's a lot of sex in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with it.
And now, sex scene number five.
Oh.
What a normal size penis.
Normal size peen. And a very ripped man.
Yes.
Which is great.
I think that's the only reason why he's here. Because that is a very normal penis.
You have to have a normal peen. I'm overwhelmed by all the big peens I see online. Like, it's too much. You look very, you have like a curious face.
It's just, yeah, it's more just like that porn is so weird.
What got you to this place, Meredith? What got you to this place?
You mean all of the hundreds of hours of what I've watched up until this moment?
Yeah,
I
where you
ever
made
of
a face where you looked like you were having a deep thought, and I looked at you and you said, it's just that porn is weird. What's gotten you here?
I just, this is so, the music, I don't know. The music is like synthy, poppy, porny. But then also has strings in the background. Like it's like a
it's the music that's weird for you.
No, that's one.
Okay.
It's just watching her very, it's like I can watch anyone do that kind of porn. Why do I need to watch, like I could do that porn. Why do I need to pay to watch it? I don't know.
Okay, so this isn't worth it to you.
Yeah.
This was not worth the $9.99 that we paid.
It wasn't just that. It's just that they filmed it. Like, why? Get a little more into it if you're going to film your
like
film
back
the
then, this was crazy.
All
a
right.
Penis on screen is crazy.
Cum shot.
Ooh. I'm going to fuck.
I'm going to say.
I'm calling cream pie.
I'm going to say ass.
They're not using a condom.
They're not.
So I think cream pie. I don't know why. I just feel it. Samantha's touching herself in front of this stranger who has paid her. slippery slope for Samantha. She's Breaking Bad right now.
Yeah, she is. This is, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
This is the first time. She showed up there before. That was pretty naughty. But now she's really getting naughty.
Now she's participating.
Yes.
I like this shot of just the boobs bouncing. I find that to be so fun.
A panning down the body?
No, like just a shot of bouncy boobs. I just enjoy that. I find it to be innocent, but it's still porn. But like, I don't know, boobs are fun and they do their natural thing. And like, they don't ask for much. Like bunny rabbits. Their boobs are just like...
like bunny rabbits.
I just imagine like one singular boob when it's bouncing going, yay, yay, yay,
oh,
yay.
Yeah.
Sometimes the boobs look like they're having more fun than the woman, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Oh, is it going to be... Is this for real? Am I going to win?
Oh, that would be a...
There's no way.
I would say you win it all if you get it right
now.
There's
no way. There's no way this is a cream pie. There's no way. Come in her already. Jesus Christ.
Just come in general. Yeah, I'm right.
Just come. Like, we're not impressed by you.
I just
look
love
at this woman is dead inside. She's dead inside. She's done with this scene.
I love Samantha's face so much.
Yeah.
Joanna's
fallen off the couch. She's fucking masturbating so hard she's fallen off the couch.
Samantha's, it looks like she's about to fall off the couch.
I'm about to fall asleep from this couple. Oh, no.
We're about to get a face.
God damn it. It's going to be a facial shot.
Damn it.
Damn it. You couldn't even come in her, you fucking stooge.
It's a good amount of cum, though.
Yeah, it's fine. She seems just as enthusiastic about receiving this cum as she did about getting fucked.
By the way.
Yes.
They just did a close-up of
money.
Of money.
They did a close-up on a stack of money.
The stack of money was just one $100 bill.
And one.
And a whole bunch of ones.
Ones, yes. Yeah.
Not $1,000.
Just in
sir.
Case, viewers, just in case you forgot that maybe these people were just having sex for fun. No. There's money involved.
No.
And here it is right on the table for everyone to
money
see.
Money is involved.
Money is involved. Man, can you just say what he's saying? Because I can't even.
He
with
said,
him right
I
now.
Will give you 10 times that amount for a trip upstairs with me.
I hate him.
Yes.
He's stupid.
She's going to say yes.
I'll bet he has a giant penis, though.
Probably.
I don't think I'm quite ready.
Oh, you're ready. You have been ready for months.
I can't describe how wonderful I felt after knowing that what I did was so totally and utterly degenerate.
So what's
Samantha
happening?
Is writing in her diary and reminiscing about her day at the brothel.
Yes.
And she is concerned by what John will think of her.
Right. If he found out what she did at the brothel.
And would be shocked.
So Samantha ended her diary thought with, I want it all. The house, the car, the nice life. Because that's what her marriage is based on. But I also need...
Passion.
Manta want me as I want him. And also have a nice car and a good paying job. I want both. Why can't I have everything? Oh, Meredith, why? Give me all the things. Another sex scene, probably.
Of her reminiscing about with the man.
With the man of her, yeah, fantasy. So here we are, another sex scene. God, we've had a lot.
Yeah.
We've had a lot. I mean, some of them, they just came on, you know?
Yeah.
It was real sudden.
Are you ready for the final sex scene?
This time, and also she goes right for insertion on
yeah,
this time.
Yeah, she's learning how to use her vibrator.
She's learning how to really pleasure herself.
Good for you, Samantha. You know what? I'm proud of you. And she's... I have to say the best sex scenes have been just Samantha by herself.
Yeah. They're
she's having fun.
Yeah.
She's probably, this actress is probably like an exhibitionist in real life, you know?
Ooh.
So this is like her dream. Like, oh, I don't have to bang anybody and I get to just masturbate for you. Cool.
She seems like she's going to come really quick when she's masturbating. So I'm wondering if we're going to get the full sex scene.
Are we not going to get the full sex scene? Rude, Samantha. We wanted that sex scene. What? Are you going to fade to black now?
Well,
rude.
She's going to go back there.
We didn't even get a
she's
sex
gonna
scene.
She's going to go back there.
Rude. Oh, wait. No, here it is. It showed up. So this is either for real Or this is Samantha.
Or Labia is watching it the next day.
Or maybe this is, we don't know if this is real or not, but Samantha is hooking up with the Fletcher
I think
dude.
It is real.
I know, but who knows? You know, think crazy shit happens in Samantha dreams. That's devils. True. Like, we don't know what's real, what's not real. She went to bed.
You're right.
You know, and so far at this point, she's been pretty loyal to John. So, like, do I think this took a hard left turn? I don't know. It's a porn. It's a porn. It doesn't have to make sense, Meredith. Okay, so he's sucking her tits and fingering her. I think we covered that. Samantha's delivery and her facial expression.
That's what I'm saying. It's her porn face is.
I don't think I've ever seen better.
She's number one.
I wonder what Stacey Valentine is up to now. I gotta see, because I really dig her.
Even with the baby voice. I don't love the baby voice.
But you know what? I think her character was written to be that way.
Her porn mouth.
But her
porn
performance, spot on. Love her.
Tell me she's at least still alive.
Tell us
about Stacey Valentine.
She's 47 right now. She's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She is still alive. She no longer does porn, but she still has an active porn site. So okay. I think she owns her own brand. I'm going to go to her website right now, Stacey Valentine. Oh, and by the way, Fletcher is going down on her.
Yes.
Just to update you on what's going on.
I think...
I'm going to do the research. You keep track of what's going on here.
Absolutely. I think real quick, we need to give money shot predictions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, fuck.
I'm going to go with ass again. I'm just going to go with ass. We've seen her.
She's kind of a good girl, but she really enjoys this. Fletcher's a total dickhole.
I don't think she's going to go. I don't think it's going to be cum shot to the face.
I don't think so either. She's too classy for that.
I could be proven wrong, but.
But she does have great big giant boobs, and I feel like as a director, it's a good choice to get a shot of cum on those boobs.
Yes.
If I was thinking about marketing.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm calling tits again.
Okay. Also, not a huge dick. Normal dick.
It's bigger
larger
than normal.
Larger than average.
It's larger than average.
But
it's not girthy. It's very girthy.
But it's not
girthy.
Enormous.
It's not extra long. I would say it's pretty girthy. I think maybe we've seen a lot of big dicks.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to tell what's normal anymore. Do you want me to pull up the size of you want me to pull up a normal dick and we'll reference it?
Brandy, can you please tell us the stats on normal?
Brandy, can you help us the size of normal dicks? We're so confused
yes.
now. We're so desensitized.
Yes.
Thank you, Brandy.
Hi, it's Brandy again. According to Wikipedia, a study of 80 healthy males published in the September 1996 Journal of Urology, an average erect penis length is 5.1 inches.
Aww.
Similar results exist regarding studies of the circumference of the adult fully erect penis, and the average width of the erect penis is approximately 1.5 inches.
Thanks for all the knowledge.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, I forget sometimes what the stats are when
yes.
I go back thinking about it.
When porn ruins
porn you. Porn really does kind of fuck up your perception.
Yes.
Yeah. So upon knowing these facts, how do you feel about this dick now?
You're right. It's
bigger.
It's
bigger.
It's a B+.
Yeah. Do you think Samantha from Sex and the City was based on this Samantha?
Oh, I like that.
This is young Samantha?
Samantha Armstrong. What is Samantha's name in the movie? In Sex and the City?
Samantha Jones.
Samantha Jones.
So maybe she married was Armstrong and then divorced as Jones.
Yeah, possibly.
All right, let's get to this money shot. Oh, my God, we're at the end of the movie, Meredith. This is the final
scene.
We're
not going to get John again.
This is the final
scene. Best case scenario.
Best case scenario came true. We never saw John again.
That's amazing. She's a one-time sex worker now.
You know what? Nothing bad really happened.
No.
You know, she just decided she wanted to do this. And she got what she wanted.
Yes.
Or at least, I don't know, we have 10 more minutes. Something terrible might. She might die.
I do feel a little bit like when we watch these that I'm a little bit like these women's cheerleader.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just really cheering them on.
I want them to have a good time. Like the woman who is dead, I actually, now that I think about it, I feel bad for saying things. Well, not, she wasn't physically dead. She was dead inside. But I feel bad for being like, come on, girl, get your acting skills together. Because you know what? Maybe she wasn't treated well.
You're right. Maybe she had to have sex with the one guy in the room that she didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah, and maybe like they just weren't treating her well on sex and she was having a bad day and maybe they like got her drunk. I don't know, but now I feel bad for saying she had bad acting skills, you know?
You're right.
Who knows? But Samantha, totally having a good time and I love it. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
She really loves it. Yeah. She's saying a lot of affirmatives.
Yes.
She's saying yes. There's a please in there. How do you know she likes it? She's telling you.
How do I know if she...
Oh, sex tips from the There Will Be Porn Girls. Oh, wait. Oh. Money shot. Oh, God damn it.
It's mouth.
It's on the face. Meredith, do you think we're going to get really good at guessing the money shot by the end of this adventure?
I have no idea. I hope so.
That's my hope. I thought going into this I would be so good at it, and apparently I'm terrible.
I'm really bad.
Yeah. But we're going to become experts.
I hope so.
I think we're going to be.
You know what? I would love it if by the end I get at least a whole, you know, like
a whole movie?
Like a, I.
We got to have some kind of high stakes prize for winning,
like
for doing the whole movie.
Like a perfect bowl or something.
Yeah, perfect game.
Perfect game.
Maybe someday.
Yeah. What do you want the prize to be?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. It has to be something real high stakes. Maybe like a super expensive dildo.
I was just about to say, do we want to buy each other a dildo?
Let's buy a dildo for the studio, like a really expensive one. And whoever gets the first person to get a perfect game gets the dildo.
I like it.
And then we'll buy another one for the next perfect game so that we keep winning them. Just an excuse to buy dildos for ourselves.
I like that idea.
Okay, cool. You have to earn it, Meredith. Yes. You have to earn this dildo.
I'm ready to bring my A game.
Joanna was right. There is a little whore in us all.
So we have an epilogue from Samantha herself.
Yes.
Her and John sitting by the pool and she's reminiscing. And now she's continuing on with her life as a prostitute.
And it's convenient that John's busy.
He's none the wiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't call it work, though.
No, she wouldn't call it work. Because it's too funny.
He has his work.
And I have my, it's not really work.
It's not really work.
It's kind of how I feel about this podcast, Meredith.
Aww.
It's work, but it doesn't feel like work.
Same. Especially when we're watching porn.
I do wish a man would pay $20,000 for me to do this.
That would be actually pretty cool.
That would be very cool.
I wouldn't hate it.
Hey, advertisers. Hey, adultdvdempire.com. Don't you want to give us money to do this thing that you like?
Yeah. Come on.
Especially because we gave you $9.99 today.
Come on, give us money.
Come on, give us your money, adultdvdempire.
Please.
I just really need money.
I need it. Money, please.
All righty. Okay, Meredith.
Dun, 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 dun.
What did you think of this movie? Would you suggest it? Did you like it?
I mean, it was
boring.
It was very boring. It wasn't unerotic, but it was pretty much like I could have that on in the background of any bar and not be distracted.
Yeah. There was nothing super crazy going on. Everyone looked like just generic Beverly Hills.
Right. They did look fancy though.
They looked fancy.
They were good. They did good hair and good makeup and good costumes.
Yeah.
So I believed, I didn't find it unbelievable that these women could be married to rich men.
Right. I mean, I think that was part of this. This is like a Stepford Wives.
I definitely
situation.
Could believe that they are high cost sex workers. Definitely believe that.
Okay. Let's get ready for these awards, Meredith. It's time to hand out the prizes.
Yes.
First things first, most athletic.
That's going to go for me to Joanna because she sucked her feet for quite a long time at the end of her sex scene.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's super flexible.
And she had some really good poses that she was sitting in when she was masturbating
true,
with
true,
Joanna.
True.
I mean, with Samantha.
Yeah, true. I'm going to give it to one of the shop girls, specifically the one that was doing like that squat stance.
Oh, yes.
And fucking the other girl with the dildo at the same time.
I forgot about the
you
shop girls.
You know her thighs were burning.
Yes, they were.
Because that was a rough position.
It
so
was.
So I'm giving it to her.
It was a lot of goddess poses.
Yeah, exactly. Feminist nightmare.
That would definitely have to go to Fletcher.
I agree. I had picked the same person.
person. Yeah. He's a fucking nightmare. Somebody says no to him and he's like, I'm just going to keep paying you until you say yes.
John, on the other hand.
John
gets my safety patrol.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think the one shot, first of all, the only sex scene we get with him is with a condom.
He's wearing a condom. Yeah, yes. You're right.
And he is concerned with saving people's lives. He's a literal doctor.
He's literally a safety patrol.
Yes.
See, I was going to actually give Joanna safety patrol because she put a condom on and showed us how to put a condom on, which does not happen in porn.
I think that's very good.
So I chose her for that. Best position.
I'm going to go with who you referenced earlier, the reverse cowgirl double dildo squat lady.
Yeah, that was an interesting. I don't know if that would feel the best.
No, but I need to recognize the most creative sex scene in this entire movie, and that has to go to it.
For me in this movie, best position was wherever Samantha was sitting.
Yeah.
Because she just got to hang out and watch, and I was into that.
Yes.
So best position, sitting, being comfortable, touching yourself, not worrying about anything. That was my favorite position
from this movie. Good answer.
Anything you want to bring home with you? Try it home. What about a double-edged dildo?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yes.
That was mine. Because everything else was soup spinel. All right, who did I get 1 point?
You won.
I got one
you
point.
You most certainly won. I don't think I got a single one.
I got one. I think I got one breast thing.
You won.
Cool. I'm Money Shot Queen. Yay! And our MVP of the whole movie,
Samantha.
She earned it.
Stacey Valentine,
you're a phenomenal actress.
I will remember that porn face next time I have sex. Next time I watch porn,
I'm gonna try and be as convincing as you are.
I'm gonna try it. What have we learned from this porn?
I've learned that porn in the late 90s got real boring for a while.
Yes. Yes.
What did you learn?
I learned that porn is very weird. It was where I came up with that revelation
porn
today.
Porn is weird. We've learned that porn is strange.
Yes.
Cool.
Well, yeah, this was not offensive in any way, really.
No, it really wasn't. Except for just like paying women for no reason.
Yeah, for no reason. But whatever. Yeah, they took the money and it was fine.
Now that I think about it, you know, maybe if these women are getting off on being paid, if that's the factor that makes them feel good, that's cool. And that's my little feminist corner I'm having. Meredith, this was okay. This was fun. It was fun being with you.
It was fine. I feel like this was probably going to be one of our
palate cleanser.
Yes.
It was a palate cleanser.
Yes.
This was the bread of our wine tasting.
Yes.
Guys, if you want to follow what we're doing, and you should, you can follow all of our show information at _morebanana on Instagram and Twitter, or you can go to morebanana.com to follow our network stuff. We're one of 7 shows on there, so we're not easy, hard to find, and we're There Will Be Porn. And then you can also follow our personal Instagram at TWB. TWB podcast.
It's new.
So
we're getting used to it.
It's new. Yeah. It's the same one as TWB.
It's the same one,
podcast,
but the handle's different.
We changed it. Yeah. Oh, what are we watching for our next movie, Meredith?
The next film is called Conflict. Ooh.
Do you think there'll be a conflict in it? Maybe like a diamond conflict? Conflict diamonds? I don't know. We'll find out. Stay tuned for next time on
There Will Be Porn.